Is there any one of us who doesn't still know the place where we first learned to play the game? First was a tree, second was the swings, and third was the fence where we played. Every batter was the catcher, pitcher's hand and you're out, and the only kid to hit it past the sand was a boy named Buddy who lived across the stream. The little league coach was his old man. Bud could hit that ball down the stony hill from the left or the right side of the plate. The fastball he threw and the curve he could drop packed the best of us all clean away. Years and that field got too small for the girls and the music and the cars. Archie bought a street rod, Eeny married Steph, and Randy P and I, we bought guitars. Bud would call and we'd put all of that away, grab our gloves and head down Wombat Park. Cause Brian got the Ludwigs and the Painters to play, and we wouldn't quit till it just got too dark. Kevrig and Ruth, Hank, Aaron and Cal got their start much like us in a place where first was a tree, second was the swings, third was the fence where we played. John Robert lost his way. Whitey, the Lord called you home. Most of us now are 50-some and gray, and the only one still thins Mr. Bones. When Bud calls now for the old-timers game, we play just as hard, but we lose. While our kids try hard not to laugh when they win, but we try not to bleed, break, or bruise. Some things do, but most things never change, like friendships forged in a game. When first was a tree, second was the swings, third was the fence where we played. Is there any one of us who doesn't still know the place where we first learned to play the game? First was a tree, second was the swings, third was the fence where we played.